This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters in Islam, as we enter the last 10 days, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, seeking Laylatul Qadr, it is very important for the believer to observe the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did he do in the last 10 nights? And that's our example, that's our role model, and that's what we should follow in order to attain the reward of Laylatul Qadr. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu narrates, and this hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari, that when Ramadan was first obligated, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed i'tikaf in the first 10 nights of Ramadan. So he slept in the masjid for the purpose of worship in the first 10 nights of Ramadan. Then Jibreel came to him and said to him, "Inna alladhi tatlubuhu amamak." He said to him, "What you're seeking, which is Laylatul Qadr, it's still ahead of you." So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed i'tikaf, which is seclusion and sleeping in the masjid, for the second 10 nights of Ramadan. Then Jibreel came to him and said to him, "Inna alladhi tatlubuhu amamak." He said to him, "Laylatul Qadr, that which you are seeking, it's still ahead of you." Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba on the 20th night and the 20th day of Ramadan. And he said to them, "Whoever had performed i'tikaf with me, come back and perform i'tikaf for the last 10 nights, because I have been informed that Laylatul Qadr is in the last 10 nights, in one of the odd nights of the last 10 nights." And then he performed i'tikaf in the last 10 nights. Brothers and sisters, what we see from this hadith is that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed i'tikaf, seclusion in the masjid, for an entire month, just to capture and observe and witness and earn the reward of Laylatul Qadr. This is how important the night is, and it is by the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal that he made Laylatul Qadr at the end of Ramadan. By then, we are all prepared spiritually and we're in that mode of worship, so we're able to seek it really easily bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Then Aisha radiallahu anha, she described the state of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. She said that when the 10 nights of Ramadan began, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ahya laylahu wa shadda mi'zarahu wa ayqadha ahlahu wa jadda. She said that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tightened his waist belt. And what that means is that he avoided intimate relations with his wives, even though this is something permissible at night, but he would avoid it and therefore he would focus on his worship. And it also means that he would put much effort unlike any other night in the year. She also said that أَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ, he would waken up his family. He would wake up his wives so that they also can partake in this night of seeking the reward of Laylatul Qadr. And she also said, and this is the most important here, she said, أَحْيَا لَيْلَهُ, he would bring his night to life. You see, what that means is that the night is dead when you're sleeping. But how do you bring the night to life? When you engage in worship. And so when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would engage in the entire night in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the best of that is to be standing in as-salat and reading long qira'ah and long ruku' and long sujood. This is how he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend every night of the last 10 nights. He would be awake from Maghrib all the way until Salat al-Fajr. And that's the ideal situation. If you're able to do so, then you do so. It's only 10 nights. And if you're not able to do so and you need to sleep, then it is advised that you sleep at the very beginning of the night. So after At-Tarawih, you take a break for a few hours. But most importantly, make sure you're awake, especially at the last third of the night, engaging in Salat, Istighfar, Qur'an, Wad-Dua, and so on. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from you. We ask Allah azza wa jal to allow us to witness Laylatul Qadr and to earn its reward. Innahu waliyu thalika wal qadiru alayhi. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.